All right, guys, welcome back. Going into the second hour here of Role Play Swan Song. I don't even know what week it is. I never said, so I don't know. But we're back. Hello.
Let's call it a game breaking week 70.
It's 40 if the recap wasn't. It's 41 if it was.
Okay.
So, all right. So we see Piani, yeah, like reach for the compartment and pull it open. And then there's like a bright flash of light and like noise, and there's this like sudden ringing kind of where, you know, our stand in his ears. And we, like, as the smoke clears, we see like Higgs holding Piani, and Piani's like all covered in blood, and like, you know, she's like gushing all over Higgs, and, you know, Higgs is crying, and, you know,
I don't think that's technically canon.
Now remember, this is Piani's vision.
This is Piani's vision of what happens.
Oh, okay, I got
that's
you.
That's bullshit, man. I'm a psychic. It's what happens.
In Piani's mind, in some version of the future, you're really sad that she dies.
Okay.
But yes, instead we snap back to you with your hand just above the handle, suddenly getting that chill of like, you're going to be hurt if you do this. There's definitely some kind of like trap or bomb built into this.
Yeah.
Into this hatch that needs to be disarmed.
Well, there's obviously only one thing to do. I look over at Higgs and I say, "Hon, why don't you go ahead and open it, Higgs?"
Well, I mean, okay. It's
just... No. I do that, but I had just like I have the biggest shit eating grin on my face, so there's no way you wouldn't know I wasn't up to something. Yeah. And then I'd be like, no, don't do it. It'll blow up in your face.
Well, make up your damn mind. Come on, man.
It was for a moment. It was very funny. Very hilarious.
This is hilarious. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. There's a bomb.
Oh. Okay.
Is there an alternate route to the computer? There seems to be a bomb.
I don't think so. But then the schematics that I have don't include a bomb either. So it's not 100% accurate data.
You just got to roll disarm traps, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, you could roll a perception test or something to get in there and like look around more. I mean, now that you know it's bombed, it's dangerous to start fooling around, but
just pull out your 50 feet of hemp rope, tie it around the handle, walk back, and then yank it open.
That's true.
Right, like, well, and we don't want to fuck up the ship either.
It's true.
So if
I'm looking at something.
Yeah,
too.
It's okay. If the computer system, if the whole ship is allowed to shut down completely, chances are it'll just, this device will stop. It's not like there's literally some TNT with a fuse burning underneath. The whole ship will just go dead, but then you'd have to restart it. What you're trying to do now is, in the limited time you have
left,
keep
it alive.
Keep it from, like, stop it from turning off completely. So it'll solve one problem, but cause the other.
So this thing is like this hatch. There's no way to really, like, get at it. So the perception check is more like to what can you actually see without fucking opening this thing and blowing your face off?
Yeah, to figure out what the deal is with the, like, how is it? what's the bomb about? Because obviously, it's here to protect people who are not, or to stop people who are not the owner of the ship from getting into the emergency subsystems.
Okay. So, perception check.
Yeah, okay. You want to take a look at it, just try to figure out what the deal is bomb-wise. Okay. So, make, I haven't played this such a long time. Is there a skill for perception?
Perception check.
Perfect. Okay, go ahead and just make one of those.
Against, what would perception be? Wisdom, obviously.
I think so, yep.
Yeah. Okay. What the six?
Okay. All right. It just looks to you like the floor is just like smooth metal plating. All of the mechanisms for the bomb must be underneath. It's all hidden in that subsystem. So he would have finished it and then closed the hatch. And that would have been the end of it.
All right. Is there, I guess, to Pi or generally even looking at the schematic, but is there any way to access that same area from outside the ship?
Yeah, probably. There's probably like an external hatch or something that you could crack open and get in there.
Okay. I guess I turn to Higgs and say, I don't think we can go this way unless the power goes down. So either find a way from the outside and try to keep the ship alive, or we're going to have to restart it, which sounds like it's a fucking pain in the ass.
Well, you can't just pull the plug and restart it. It's not like that.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I just start going outside.
All right, well, okay. I'll just stay here with the bomb. Let me know if you need anything. I just kind of like turn towards the bomb and scratch my head.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a panel that says warning in Swahili. Okay, so you go outside. I guess
this thing's docked, right? So it has some landing gear down. Is there a way to like crawl up into the landing gear and
climb up underneath and get in?
There
might be. Do you have an appropriate tech skill for this? It'd be like tech astro. You have, right, Eric? Astro something or other? Astronautics?
Yeah, I'm going to double check. I'm pretty sure I have it.
You could use vehicle space or tech astronautic for this check.
I have a one in astronautic.
Eric's got it.
So I'm pretty good.
So does that mean I could like comms Eric and ask, and that's at least his knowledge check?
Eric could help you from a distance with like walking you through it if he wasn't there.
Eric, I'm looking at about a 3 feet well here in the fucking landing gear, and I think there might be a way in, but it just fucking looks like metal to me. What do you know about this ship?
Hold on. Hi. Can you send the schematics for the fulminant blade to my data pad?
Your data pad just gets it comes up with a similar like model of like Endonian cultural protectorate gunboat. With a little text adjunct that pops up over top of it that warns you, like, it's Pi saying basically, like, it's been modified.
It's been modified, so. Yeah. So I just like rattle off, and then, you know, the name of this style of frigate or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I think, yes, there should be an access point into the trans-dorsal cable shaft on the underside of the ship if you get into the wheel well. Hold on. And then I just start, like, zooming and pinching.
Yeah, whatever. We get the little, like, back and forth kind of Mission Impossible, like, looking stuff up thing.
You want me to do the astronautic check to help Piani?
Yes, please.
Okay. Woo. That's with intelligence, I suppose.
Yes, sir.
Not assisted. Cool.
Okay. Yep. Wrecked. So, Piani, you've got a bonus. You got +1 bonus.
Nice.
And for you, I think this is literally going to be like getting up in there and crawling around. You kind of know where to go now, so it's going to be a athletics with dexterity.
Oh, fucking always athletics with fucking dexterity.
Yeah, it's going to be athletics with dex because you got to like squeeze your little body in there. And
I'm fucking a tiny space woman. What?
It's true.
Very clumsy, tiny space woman.
It's true.
With that attitude, you're an even tinier space woman.
Oh, shut your mouth. I'll make you hard.
Dark heresy.
Sorry, dark heresy. It didn't come out right. Oh, no.
There was no way for it to come out right.
Everyone was a dark heresy. Yeah.
He was trying to make something come there, anyways.
Hey! Okay. Wait. Music. So we were saying that I should roll computer to get through here, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Dexterity.
Computers with dexterity.
Okay, no. Seriously, though, is this a situation where maybe I should also omen? Like, hey, if I crawl through the space, will like...
No, I mean, the very fact that you're feeling like, I might, this is maybe a bad idea, that it precludes Omen. You know, your conscious brain knows this could be dangerous. I'll warn you if you're about to be like crushed by something, but yeah.
Okay, thank you for the warning.
You're welcome.
I'll go ahead and roll. I do not have athletics, so okay. -1, right?
Yeah, you should just be able to roll it off the sheet. Yeah. Just the macro, if you have a sheet filled in.
Oh, that's right. Totally.
You can just click athletics and it'll prompt you.
I forgot about that shit.
Yep.
Sorry. There we go.
How to roll.
And you get, don't forget, you get a +1 from Eric's walking you through.
Oh, right. So it's actually just a 0.
Yeah.
Okay. So
this is he's the guy back in headquarters, and you're the one like, you know, crawling hand over hand through the inside of a spaceship. So
I saw 5.
Nice. Okay. All right. Yes. So, so you like get up in there, and we see Piani's like little feet like disappear up into the ship. And then a few minutes later, we get the voiceover from Eric, and we were watching Eric look at the plans, and then a hatch opens inside, and it's like quite dark. A hatch opens somewhere inside the ship, and you pull yourself, and you're like covered in like space grease. And you pull yourself up into a little area, and you can see up above you blinking, and it's what's creating the light in the little cabinet that you're in. Is like, yeah, like a block of like C4 essentially. It's the future, so it's probably like C24. And it's like it's like attached professionally. It's not just like glommed on, but it's like attached by brackets to the underside of the hazard thing. There's a ladder. And inside, there's an emergency terminal. It's a hardened terminal, so it's got like metal edging and the hardened plastic screen. It's just 2D, and it's off. But there's a little green light that's blinking as the ship starts to like sort of shutting down around you.
Oh, okay, Piani, I have the manual. How many panels does the bomb have?
There's like 14 panels and like 29 fucking weird characters, and there's like 89 wires too. Like 27 of them are black, and 3 of them are red.
Pianic, that should be fine. Is there a Morse code?
The problem is the buttons are all in ancient Shandalian. So
yeah, right. Yep.
......
It was so, nice knowing you.
So yeah, I mean, you don't have to. The bomb's not like proximity based or anything. You can see it. The trigger for the bomb is over the hatch, so if you pull it, it'll go off. And the bomb is wired into the computer system, so that if he had to get in here, Bowman could have shut it off himself. So there is the panel.
So you're insinuating that like
No, you're good. You don't have anywhere else to go. You're in the little room that you tried to get into.
Great. Okay, I didn't realize it led right to it.
Yeah.
So you mentioned as the ship was powering down. Does that mean we're late, or do I still have a chance?
No, you still have a chance. Yeah.
You're saying I still got a chance. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm in this like tiny crawl hole like this.
Yeah, you're essentially in the Jeffries tube, and there's a little like computer terminal, and it's like the last terminal on the ship to shut down. It's running, it's just running all the shutdown processes. So actually, on it, if you come up, like the screen is like dusty because it's not like nobody uses it. So you come up and maybe like tap it to light it up, and it illuminates through the dust. You wipe some of it off and smear some of the space grease on it, and you can see like ship subsystems just powering down, and like 90% of the bars are at 0, but there are a few like final systems that are shutting down.
I have a terminal though.
There's a little metal keyboard.
Okay, so. I was racing here to basically like stop the shutdown and like
if the ship shuts down completely, there is a chance that its systems will just blow themselves and be like, well, now it's a big old hunk of junk. But if you want to maintain any internal systems, like you'll be able to salvage like the plating and stuff no matter what. But
blow themselves at them, really? It's a little bit immature.
A little bit.
Anyway, so you get a command line access to the ship.
Okay, well let's like, you know, kill PS-9, you know. Yeah,
that computer process. Role you're angling for earlier?
Yeah, exactly.
Do it.
Let's do it. Okay. Computer. Vietnam. Seven.
Success, right?
Yeah, you got seven? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. You, like, it's already started offlining some of the systems. There are two systems left. You can save one or the other of them. The ship's systems are going to need to be, the internal system are going to need to be scuttled. All the computer stuff's going to have to be scuttled and replaced. You can stop the system before it powers down. The last thing's powering down are the atmospheric plasma weapon, the like cannon for the ship. It's ship combat thing. That is like basically scuttling itself. You can stop it before it turns that off. Or there's, and it's, you know, this thing's going to be a like relatively expensive. So if you save it from internal damage, you could like sell it or put it on the swan song or whatever. Bowman's like the last the parts of the computer core. The drive is already shut down, but his internal computer core and all of his files, that stuff is on the other end. You basically get to choose one or the other.
Do I have a moment to like calm everyone?
No, you got to pick. Wow. It's like draining. It has two systems left, and it's going to drain all the power out of one. You just got to pick which one.
I choose to save the files, the core.
All right. So we see you like looking back and forth between the two options, and then we see the outside of the ship, and the like plasma cannon just goes and like clanks hard onto the deck up top. But the files, you manage to like block the system and the core computer, of the ship can still be saved. So you get all of his like personnel files and stuff, but you also, might be able to use it for, like if you need to like rebuild the ship or whatever, you have all of his like backup stuff there. And you can see from here where Bowman, what he did, like the system that runs the ship is based on the Andonian Cultural Protectorate's standardized protocol. I mean, not standardized anymore because their planet blew up, but he's overwritten sections of that code. It would take you a long time, but you could probably figure out how to like undo them and at least restore the ship in some factor to its original like cultural protectorate model, but not to the Bowman model. And also you have his files. So
with the ship being off, I mean, can we realistically use it for parts for the Swan Song then?
I mean, it's a hulk now. You could sell it for salvage, or you could probably, if you found a shipyard to fix the Swan Song, you could be like, also, here's some trade-in. You can take this thing apart for junk, and that'll lower the cost of repairing the Swan Song.
But the weapon is, we're not going to be
kaput.
Able to...
It's kaput. Yeah, thing's fucked.
Okay. I guess I go over the comms. I say, well, I've got some good news, and only good news, really. We got the core and the files from the ship. The ship's pretty much at fucking nothing. It's a big pile of shit.
Well, I mean, the Swan Song's a pile of shit. Can you be more technical, please?
Well, I guess then they're quite similar because neither will fly.
Okay.
This one would take a lot to bring back up, and even if we did bring it up, I don't think it'd be the combat ship it once was.
Does it have a giant hole in the side of it?
It does not, but it does have what we need to fix the giant hole in the Swan Song.
Oh, okay.
Sure, we just use the scrap metal from this and just, you know, slap it on there. Sure, it's really easy.
Well, I mean, we just make pie and the robots do it.
And then we just sell the ship pigs and we make the money off of that. But the fucking gun is useless.
We can't retrofit this gun on our ship?
We cannot. It's fucking fucked.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe I'll contact those Sunbeam folk and tell me,
Did notice on the files, though, there's a huge armory on the ship. It apparently has just a fuckload of weapons and armor and all sorts of awesome gear that we should totally check out.
Is that past the bomb?
Bomb's dead now. Everything on the ship is dead. It's a big old iron rock.
Bomb's dead. You should totally grab it. You can use it later on, as I'm sure you wanted to blow something up.
Okay, I'll go investigate.
I love how, so here, the funny thing is you're having this conversation like on your comms, but you can still kind of hear each other because you're, Higgs is standing on top of where you're at. So there's like, it's echoing through the deck.
Yeah.
Muffled.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I'll go take a gander at the armory. I'll let you know what I find. Maybe start talking to Piani and, Pi, get the robots to go pick stuff up. Does that work?
I'll check in with Eric first.
What the fuck you got to check in with Eric for?
Well, he's the fucking engineer, you jackass. He probably knows at least what we could do to bring the swan song back online and be on our way.
Okay, I mean, I guess he doesn't seem that smart to me, but yeah, I'll talk to you soon. I'm gonna go look at the armory. And I start walking past the bomb, or what was the bomb, I guess.
Okay.
JP's Texas powers are on full bore right now, post Pac South.
That's true. That's true.
All right. Absorb everyone's Texasness.
I guess I head off to. To Eric.
Okay, sounds good. So meanwhile, Alpheus, what have you been doing this whole time?
He's just in full security mode. So like when Eric was having that conversation with him, he was not so subtly standing there like a gunslinger, like about to pull a gun out of his chest in case things went wrong.
Yeah.
He's just befuddled, so he's just kind of shadowing everyone that he can and just making sure they're safe.
Okay, cool. All right, so yeah, you, I guess you see, Eric, or you see Piani heading over from the blade, I guess you'd run into Piani before, because Eric, you're on the swan song now. Are you? What are you doing on the swan song?
I think, yes, like while this has been going on, that Alpheus and I have been talking about how excellent Mr. Higgins is.
Of course, yeah.
And I guess we're just kind of standing down at the base of the ramp.
Yeah,
waiting for updates. So like Piani coming over is the first thing that we've really had as far as an update goes.
Yeah. Okay. As she comes walking over, Alpheus just kind of says, like, what news of the other ship? Is everyone safe and is it okay?
So I guess I just kind of like repeat even what I told Higgs or whoever was on comms and suggest that the swan song is pretty much, or excuse me, the
Fulminant Blade,
thank you, is pretty much dead, that we managed to save the computer, the data, the files, so we at least can get some answers on, you know, maybe what the hell these guys were chasing us for. And who knows, there might be information to sell. And also that we should use the ship to scrap and repair the swan song.
Not all is lost, then. We can make some money off of this.
I think we can. I really need to find out from Eric what the potential is as far as scrapping and repairing the ship. I think it'll take time.
You mean scrapping the Fulminant Blade and using it to repair the swan song?
I do.
It's an interesting prospect. It gives us high-quality raw materials that we can use, which should reduce the repair cost some, but I don't know how much time it's going to save us, because we'll have to cut it off of the Fulminant Blade first. We'll have to figure out the legality of tearing apart a ship that we don't technically own.
So, Alpheus, you hear, while you're talking, you hear a faint, like, buzzing sound of, like, rotors. And you look towards the sound, and you can see there's a little silver, like, quad drone with a camera underneath, kind of, like, floating by. It's floating past you, and the camera, like zooms in on you as it floats by. And it's not trying to be surreptitious. It's not like a black drone. Like, yeah. It just kind of, like, floats there nearby. And then you hear a woman's voice say, excuse me, gentlemen. And all three of you hear that. When you look over, you can see there's a woman in a pantsuit. She's blonde. She's holding a microphone and, like, a recorder. And she's walking towards you from a group that she was just talking to about as quickly as one can, trying to walk in, like, a skirt and high heels.
Yeah, so when the drone came by, Alpheus' eyes scoped in on the drone, like, and saw what it was. Mm-hmm. And then he scoped out and looked at who he was with, and it was Piani and Eric.
Yeah.
And he kind of says, I'll take care of this, and walks forward.
Okay, all right. So this woman comes up to you, and She's yeah, she's like, excuse me, is this your ship?
Yes, I am Captain Higgins.
Captain, well, fantastic. Do you mind if I speak with you a moment, Captain?
That will be quite all right, darling.
This should be good. So the drone flies kind of around behind her so that it gets both of you in the shot, and she turns and looks at it, and she says to the drone, she says, "This is Anna Shu for Galactic News Network. I'm here with Captain Higgins, Captain." And she like holds the microphone out to you. Good evening.
He kind of rocks his hip a little bit to the side and like kind of like tilts his head, you know.
She says, "Captain, it looks like your ship," and she like looks over it, "has sustained some pretty serious damage tonight. Can you tell us in your own words what happened?"
He like hears that, there's like a pause, and he kind of looks at the ship, looks back at her, says, "Yeah, it done and taken damage. Still not quite sure what happened. We're trying to figure that out, darling."
She says, "The entire scene here is chaos. There's just so much going on, and well, an eyewitness report like yours, Captain, would be absolutely great for our viewers at home." She turns and like looks at the camera. "So, from your perspective, when all this started, where were you? What was going on?"
"Well, I was doing what excellent captains typically do, and I was overlooking the legal and dutiful work of my fellow crewmates. Inside the ship, we heard a loud bang coming from somewhere outside of our ship. And in the ensuing chaos, it looks like our ship took some damage from somebody else."
"There are some who are saying that this is an act of religious extremism. What do you think?"
"Oh, absolutely."
And she like turns to the camera as if like that's the perfect thing to say. She said, "You heard it here, folks. Religious terrorists on the Naya."
Eric comes up behind her and he's just like talking over her shoulder. They shot some sort of weapon at the ship. It punctured the hull and then it exploded. It blew up the entire side of the ship. It was nightmarish.
It's like social commentary right now on fucking status quo. Dude, just holy
appear
shit.
Behind her. Like, it was horrible. There's attacks.
We're not entirely sure, but we believe it to have been some kind of religious weapon.
On our streets,
it's
here
fucking
in Minaya,
shoved crosses.
Religious super weapons being deployed against helpless people. Terrible. Just terrible. And she turns to you, Eric, and she's like, "Now, sir, can you tell me again, what was this super weapon like? Did you see the terrorists? What were they wearing?"
I think one of them had a big pendant around their neck with a star on it.
She kind of looks at you like, "Give me a little more than that."
"And they were blonde."
She like goes back to the camera. She's like, "Very strange." She turns back to you and she's like, she puts her hand up and she's like, I'm hearing that we have Galactic News Network religious correspondents ready to talk to you at home." And she like looks at the camera. She turns back to you, Alferez. She's like, "Thank you, Captain Higgins."
I do what I can.
She turns and looks at the camera and she's, "I do what I can." Brave words. Brave words. And then it like, and then you can see her like kind of her shoulders drop a little bit, shakes her head and she pulls out a cigarette and she like puts the mic like on a holster that she's got.
Before she can reach for a lighter though, I put my hand up like this and literally one of my fingers just turns into a lighter and I light her cigarette.
Okay. So she takes a deep breath of the cigarette and blows it out. She's like, "I swear to God, I've been working this thing all day." And she like kicks both her shoes off and is just standing on the pavement. She's like, "Is this really your ship?"
She like 8 inches shorter when she
yeah yeah
off
she goes like
heels.
yeah.
"Yes, I am Captain Higgins."
"Well, Captain, thank you for that. I've been interviewing." She like looks around. Dumbasses, literally dumbasses, all day long.
"You have a
He's
very
also
called
job. Victor Kovacs."
She like looks. She looks at Eric and she looks back. She's like, "Is he?"
"He has what we call Tourette's syndrome. It's best that you ignore him. He's well intentioned."
"Well, again, thank you." And she like pats herself down and pulls out a card, and she goes to give it to you. Yeah, it says Anna Shu, Galactic News Network, Vinaya correspondent.
Well, we're going to be here for a while, so if you are interested in perhaps sex or something like that, you can come back.
You know what? I would like not just to see if she wants.
He has a completely blank look on his face.
I want to see how she responds to this because I don't know. Can you just make a charisma roll? Like, this character in my mind is not fleshed out enough for me to know like how she can respond to that. So let's take it to the dice. All
right, sorry, I have to open it. What is the roll then for that?
You should let me see. You should be able to just roll. Persuade? I guess persuade. Yeah.
All right. Do I have persuade? No, I do not. I have nothing in persuade.
Okay, so you should just be able to click. Click persuade. You'll use your charisma bonus if you have one or whatever.
It's been so long since we've rolled this shit, man. Where are the buttons up here? It's
on
the gear, your right.
Yeah. There's no on your sheet, which is the little like newspaper, little journal-y thing under characters. And then you've got. You got your skill list there, and there's little D20s next to each skill.
So I got. Oh, wait, this is... Sorry, guys, this is killing me.
I love how Alpharius flirting is, like, every video game character flirting. So, like, we get from Alpharius' perspective the little, like, wheel of things he can say.
Yeah,
you're like, thank you, ma'am, I'll be leaving now. Do you want to, like, some sex or whatever later?
Kind of sarcastic flirt. And, like, when you click flirt, it's just like, do you want a bone?
Yeah, totally. But the kind of sarcastic option would be he'd pull out his gun and shoot her.
Yeah, so. Exactly, yeah.
I can't roll it. What is it? It's 2D6?
Yeah, if you want to just hard roll it, it's 2D6 plus...
Minus one, right? Because I don't
have it. Yeah, it's minus one if you don't have it. You don't have a charisma bonus? So it's just minus
one. No.
Okay.
An 8. So we're going to...
So you got your 5 there. So she kind of like gives you a look and like cocks an eyebrow and she's like, "I'm sorry, honey, I don't do cyborgs." And she like flicks the cigarette and she looks up at the drone and she's like, "Come on, you," and like steps back into her shoes so she's like back at eye level. And she walks past you, Eric, and she's like, "You did great, honey. Thank you." Okay, and she walks off.
So, as she walks off, I look back at the two and I kind of shrug and be like, always the cyborg thing.
I think she prefers robots. I point at the drone.
I don't think so, Eric.
Yep. All right. So what are you doing on the other ship, Higgs? You got anything? Well,
did I find the armory?
I think the thing is you're walking around the ship, you find the door, it's shut, that says armory. I mean, it says armory in Swahili, so it takes you a long ass time to find it. But you figure out that this is where the armory is.
Is it because basically. It has a gun on the door? Do I miss the gun for a while?
I don't know if it would show a gun necessarily, okay. But there would be some symbol for like weapons storage.
Sure.
Bowman's cool stash.
Okay. Yeah, but it's all written in Swahili. So,
is it locked? Is it locked?
Yeah, it's not even that it's locked. It's just that the ship is in lockdown, so all the doors are shut and sealed, essentially.
Okay. Just without hesitation or anything, I just speak aloud. I don't buzz anyone. I'm just like, hey, Pa, can you send one of your robots down here to open this door?
Your comms just like crackles on. I says, absolutely. 1 second. And you hear like footsteps. And two of the robots that were, you know, not like 2 hours ago all threatening you with rifles come walking down the hall like in perfect lockstep towards you.
Yeah, can you just get this door open, please? I'll stand back. Just, you know, I can't do it with my fragile human hands.
So they just kind of like one walks past you. They turn, put their hands in the edges of the door and start to pull on it. So let's see if they can manage it. Two of them. Yep. Yeah, it takes a little bit. And I think that in the process, one of the robots like blows like an arm motivator. So it like pulls it. There's a snap and its arm kind of like hangs limp, but the door's broken now in an open position. You can kind of like step over it. Because it opens, like, diagonally, because it's, I don't know, sci-fi.
Gotcha. All right, I'd say...
Because sci-fi.
Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, Pi, if you don't mind sticking around, I'd love to have a conversation. I start trying to get in the door.
Okay. So Pi says over the comms, I'm sorry, I can't really talk right now. I'm a little distracted. I'm having several conversations at once.
Oh, God. Is that Scarlett Johansson movie?
Wow! Why don't you love me, Pi?
I can love everyone.
I say, I start rummaging through all the stuff as I'm saying.
Yeah,
all
yeah. So inside, it's not like a huge like Matrix style like guns everywhere situation, but there's definitely like racks of one of a number of different kinds of guns because you know Bowman doesn't need like 16 assault rifles, but yeah, there's a bunch of weaponry in there. You notice there's a gap between like there's a shotgun and a sniper rifle in between it. There's like an empty slot. There's like some grenades. There's a lot of like non-lethal weapons because he's a bounty hunter, not an assassin.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm just as I'm going through all that stuff, I'm kind of just thumbing through it. I'm saying, yeah, you talking with 112S?
Yes.
How's that going?
It's fascinating. Their ability to... 1 minute. Okay, I'm allowed to talk to you about that.
Okay, thanks. I'm glad that... tell that asshole thank you for that.
I don't think that the cognition unit works the same way that I do. They're dramatically less human than I am. I'm not sure if I'm feeling pity or envy. How odd.
Well,
their ability to manipulate human bodies is fantastic. Did you meet with... Oh, I'm not sure what her name was. He has a woman on this planet he operates through. I think you'd find her quite attractive.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a lot of those. But yeah, you keep your head on a swivel there, okay? I don't know what's being said, but... Just gotta be careful, all right?
Are you... Concerned for me, Captain.
Yeah, because if you die, then Piana be upset and I'd never hear the end of it, you know?
I suspect you're probably right about that. Don't worry. Even if something terrible were to happen to this body, I'm still in the swan song, damaged though it might be.
Well, that's true. Yeah, we're working on that. Say, if you get a chance, I'd love to, have a one-on-one with the, I guess, Alpha Pi. Well, let's call the main robot between me and you that.
I'm not sure if that's not what you're doing right now. I'm having some identity issues right now. I hope you have them worked out soon. Let me get this conversation over with. Sorry, the one I'm having with the cognition unit, not you.
I got though you.
I need to finish both conversations. This is difficult. Do you mind if I go?
Yeah, go ahead. It's fine. Get the fuck out of here.
Thank you. Be careful in there.
Yep. All right, yeah, that was weird. See you later.
Okay, so Paya clicks off.
Okay, I go through the armory and kind of make a note of everything there.
Yeah, there's some fairly sweet gear. Pretty much like any TL4 like weapon you might want, you can grab from the armory.
Okay, I guess I open a comms to Alpharius.
Okay.
And just say, hey, there's a bunch of weapons over here. I don't know what they are exactly, but if you want to come over and pick them up, that'd be great.
I'm on my way.
Okay, sounds good. See you soon. It's in the back of the ship, by the way. That just comes off.
Okay.
Is there anything else besides just weapons in here?
I think probably not. Consider that, like, Bowman's armory, like, I'll read it's actually, like, a thing that a ship can have, so I'll read the description of it for you, so you can kind of get an idea of what is available, but basically it treats it so you don't have to worry about, like, ammo and, weapons, as long as you have the ship maintained properly. I think, let me just take a quick look at equipment here.
Think the grab tank's in there, or is it in like
Armory, here we go. So rather than maintaining a lengthy list of ship equipment, a captain can simply buy an armory. Ships so equipped have whatever amount of TL4 weaponry and armor that a normal-sized crew might require, and integral maintenance facilities for its repair and upkeep. So there's like a weapon bench for modification. There's, like I said, one of every TL4 weapon, and I would say like 1 to 4 of every other like TL4, like grenades, or it's like a grab bag for weapons and armor.
Would it be able? Would it be easily retrofitted on the Swan Song?
Like
if you were to just take this and place it,
I would say there wouldn't be room for it in the Swan Song. You would need to find space.
Really, you couldn't just throw it into the cargo?
You could take all the stuff, but basically, once it's taken out of the armory, it just becomes individual items.
Oh.
Right, the armory is the thing. We'd probably also have to make sure we have enough power, free power, and we're actually completely out of power.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, the Swan Song
current. Powerless.
It'll sell for more because of that, hopefully. So.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah, so I just tell Alfarius to come over and grab whatever he wants.
I make a couple trips if necessary, but I just fill bags with all the TL4 and grenades.
Sure, okay. All right, so you have basically one of every weapon on the list you can stock on the Swan Song somewhere.
While Alfarius is doing that, I want to, like, figure out who of my contacts in Hoveda would be receptive to me being like, hey, so I found some new information about these crystals. Can you slide me some backdoor research on this?
Yeah, sure. You want to find... So the crystals are, as we know, kind of a dangerous topic, right? Because they're found only on one planet. And
like, I think I kind of want to, like... be like, hey, I was doing some research while I was off, you know, like I discovered some old research from Dr. Singh, and he said, you know, teleporting with one of these crystals caused a mini psychic scream, you know, in a record, you know, no date, you know, heavily censored article I was reading. Can you tell me more about that, basically?
Okay. And you're looking for a person specifically rather than just like... looking into like the files you have access to?
Yeah, this is like, I want to know if I know a contact at the university who would help me out with this, basically.
Okay.
Or within the caliphate, I guess, which is where I used to work.
It's true.
So
okay. Yeah, you can make a culture Hoveda
with charisma?
Yeah.
Or intelligence, because it's all academics.
It's charisma. Academics still have to be charismatic.
That sucks. Oh no, it's terrible. Okay. I know nobody.
So how do you put the information out? What do you do to make that happen?
Well, I guess
do you write an email, write a bunch of emails.
If I don't know anybody that would be receptive to me,
it's not that it's not that you don't know anybody. It's just I want to know like this person. Maybe there is someone you had in mind.
Mm-hmm.
What? How do you get in touch with them? Do you just send them an email?
Yeah, I send them an email.
Okay.
I say, you know, was looking into Ranjit Singh's sci-tech research. Stop. Found evidence of psychic scream weaponry. Stop. You know, that sort of thing.
Sure. Okay. So you put that together. I think what happens, we see you like typing that away. You hit send, and then we see, you know, the planet. We see Vinaya from a distance and like a. You know, a Hovaden satellite goes by, and it's like blinking. Yeah. And then we fade out and fade in to a room with like long, like rows and rows of long desks. Like it's a big room, like a warehouse almost. And there are people sitting at terminals at all these desks. There's probably like 100 people in the room. And between them, they're sitting with like monitoring equipment on with terminals in front of them. And between them in the rows... there are people in like military uniforms, like walking up and down. Occasionally, they'll stop and like look over someone's shoulder. I think we zoom in on your message pops up on someone's screen, and the person with the headphones on like takes it off, hits a button, a chip pops out of the machine. They pick it up and they start walking towards the nearest like military officer, like shouting something at them in Arabic.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Cool. So, meanwhile, back on Vinaya, what's the plan? Like, it gets dark, and you know, you need to find somewhere to stay. You can't sleep in the Swan Song because it's got a big hole in it. Where do y'all go? Like, what's the plan?
I don't mind staying in the. I would assume the ship that I've been on has some sort of living quarters, right?
Yeah. All the doors are locked, and the systems, like, it's shut down. It's basically like dead. So there's no heat. There's no light. None of the, like, you wouldn't really want to live on the ship.
But it's, you, like, could.
It's a big metal husk. Yeah. I mean, I guess you could. It has, like, a bed in it.
What about the, what about the Swan Song itself?
Radiation.
It's a damaged ship. You know, I mean, you could sleep in it, but.
I mean, there are, like, hotels here, right?
Yeah, there's hotels, totally.
And they're safe, says Adam's tone of voice.
You have friends on this planet, too.
Yeah, but she tends to get annoyed when we come to her with problems.
she gets annoyed when you come to her expecting her to fix things for you, but asking her to hook you up with, like, a hotel
room. A place
room
to stay.
That's safe. Probably wouldn't be a
Rajani,
problem.
We have nowhere to stay. Can you fix it for us?
All right. Eric, you have to call her Higgs or someone. I don't.
Oh, I like Rajani. I'll call her.
I think Higgs is the only one that has a direct line to Rajani.
Higgs!
You're calling Higgs, yeah.
We need to call Rajani so that we can sleep somewhere.
Well, I mean, can we just... I mean, it's not the most comfortable, but you guys can just stay on the Swan Song and I'll sleep on the floor over here. There's nothing wrong with that.
But it's not comfortable.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just fucking suck it up. I just mute my comms.
Just suck it up.
Yeah, I'm dejected and I hang my head a little bit.
Okay. All right. So is that the plan? Are you gonna just rest on the Swan Song?
Yeah. I realistically, I don't think any of us really want to leave the Swan Song.
I mean, your room exploded, Eric.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna. I'll curl up in the cargo bay, or something like that, next to the radiator that I've been repairing, just huddled in a corner.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you go to sleep. And it's a fitful sleep because you're in a functioning starport. So there's a lot of noise and. You wake up a lot. People keep coming by, like, to, like, look at the ship. You hear conversations outside. But eventually you fall asleep and you wake up the next morning. And I think that, Piani, you're the one that hears someone outside. Maybe Pi, like, wakes you up by turning on the outside security camera display for you, and it says you hear someone outside being like, hello, excuse me, hello, and then you can just roll over because your room has a computer terminal in it.
Hello back, who are you?
And so you look and you can see the security camera, the sort of fisheye. It's the same guy that Eric was talking to yesterday. He's alone this time. And he says, he, like, looks for where to talk, and he's like, yes, hello, I'm Mr. Patil. I'm with Sunbeam. I'm looking for Captain Kovacs. I was told he was going to call me last night, but I didn't hear anything back from him. I have some very urgent business to discuss with him. Is he on board?
Oh, maybe I didn't hear about all the terrorist activity that was going on, but I think that was the cause of his absence in the call. I could certainly tell him that. You know, he needs to call you. Did you leave his information?
Yes, I left my card with the chief engineer.
Okay, great. Great. We'll get back to you then.
I'm sorry, can I ask who I'm speaking with?
Well, don't you know who you're speaking with?
I'm sorry, no. Should I?
I mean, I am quite well known. Around the galaxy.
And you can see the person, like, look around like, is this a joke or
am I about to be on candid camera?
Yeah. I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't who am I speaking with?
You know, my name's Nika Starlight.
And he kind of, he takes a step back, and you see him scowl, and he looks at the camera, and he's like, I know when I'm being made fun of, ma'am. Please, tell the captain I need to speak to him. That's Mr. Patel, P-A-T-I-L.
Are you saying, you know, I'm coming from Nika Sunbeam. Starlight is all the way out here?
He's like, I have heard Nika Starlight's voice before, and yours is not it. Please, stop mocking me. And he, like, turns around.
You should just start playing, like, a CD over the comm. Be like, that's me, see?
And he starts walking off.
I didn't mean to make you angry. I'll pass along the information.
Yeah, he doesn't say anything. He just
call me Nika anytime.
He storms off. All right. So everybody wakes up on the ship, and I guess you like are in the cargo or in the main hall, the mess hall, and like the overnight the food like processor has broken and like sprayed protein like goo all over the wall and the ceiling. So there's this like grayish kind of like pulp that's like hardened in like little stalactites and stalagmites all over the wall. And there's like a broken pipe kind of hanging on the floor.
Eric is kind of sitting there when people come in. He says, the food processor broke. Yes. Food processor.
And so you're all awake, but the ship's in pretty rough shape. What do you want to do?
I slept on the other ship, right?
Yep.
Okay.
It was dark and cold and kind of scary having the like robots around, but it was quiet.
There was a small sense of security with them walking around, I would say.
Yeah? Cool.
I felt beautiful. Comfortable with that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think you probably wake up later having slept better.
Okay. Well, I guess I at this point, I guess I would wake up and walk over to the other ship.
Okay.
And just walk in and find the crew and just say, we got to sail this. We got to get someone to talk to about selling that other ship. So I'm going to go into town and see anything about that.
Didn't we want to salvage some of the armor plates for the repairs of the Swan Song?
Yeah, you and the robots should probably look. Can we just call them? Okay, can we just call them like the cheese sticks or something else that you would order with pizza? You know, to make that stick, because they are parts of. You know, if you order a pizza pie, you get like some breadsticks or cheese sticks or
We can call them the Brookies.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Okay. I like
Get
it.
Get out of here.
I like it. Let's call them the Brookies. Okay. Great.
Yes. I'll take the Brookies and we'll start harvesting.
Swan Song turned into a Papa John's commercial so gradually I didn't even notice.
That's true. It's true.
Papa John's.
Better role play. Better pizza.
Yep.
Papa John's. Yeah.
It'll happen. Okay. All right, yeah, I guess I'm going to go inside and try to talk to someone. Didn't you say someone was looking for the captain of the ship? Who was that, Eric?
No, it was Mr. R. Patil who came by from the Omnistellar Sunbeam Omninational, whatever they are now.
Yeah.
They wanted to speak with you, Mr. Higgins/Kovacs.
Oh, they were asking? Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. Do you have his card? I'll give him a call here and get that situated.
Yes, I think it's right. One moment. I go like scrape up some protein goo off of the card and I hold up this dripping. Yeah, here.
What'd you? Well, I'm not gonna ask what that is, but keep it
in your
pants.
It's the food processor.
Yeah, I use that one too with my parents. Have a good day, Eric. I'm gonna go talk to this guy. Let me know if you guys need anything.
I take ownership of the Brookies and head over to the other ship to start salvaging some plates.
Okay. So you're just going to walk over there and start like taking the ship apart as best you can.
Yeah. I'm just trying to like grab big slabs of plating from the hull.
Okay. Sounds good. Alvarius, what are you going to do? Are you going to go with Higgs to the Sunbeam office, or are you going to stay here and look after Eric?
I'll go thanks.
Okay. And then what about you, Piani?
I think someone should stay at the ship, probably. So I will stay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll start going through some of the data that I found.
Okay.
Is that something I could do?
Yeah. That sounds good. So you're just going to start, like, decrypting it and translating it and going through it.
Yeah, you know, like putting the stuff we can sell over here and putting the stuff that I can use to blackmail Higgs over here and putting, mm-hmm. right?
Yep. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. So, so you start bringing up the data. We kind of get the, like, working montage. Like, everybody's kind of, like, doing their job. Eric, you head over to the ship. You've got, like, a kind of hover cart with, like, some crates with tools and stuff on them.
Yeah.
Flanked by this half-dozen group of, like, former battle robots. You're heading over there. And the ship, I feel like, is there's, a port authority starting to, like, cordon them off. They're, like, putting up, like, flashing pylons, like, around the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of guys in white uniforms putting up these basically barricades.
I guess, like, I just try to walk past them with the brookies.
Okay. So you start walking up there, and I think one of them...
Is there, like, three of them? Are they, like, triangle formation around me?
If they're all with you, there's... I think there was, like, yeah, half a dozen of them, so there's, like, six. Okay. But yeah. As you're on your way over... one of the workers puts the pylon down and looks up at you, she's like, sir, I'm sorry, this is a restricted area, port authority, and she, like, taps her badge.
Yeah, I just turn to her and say, I'm being restricted from my own ship. I don't understand. Is there a problem?
She's like, you're, one second, takes out her, like, work, like, handset, looks at it, just like, I've got a Bowman owns this ship. Is that you?
Yes, of course.
She turns it around and holds it out to you, and she's like, thumbprint, please.
Shit. damn it, God, what the hell can I do? I say, I say, I'm sorry, I've burnt my thumb recently in a welding accident. My robots here will transfer all the appropriate credentials to your data pad. I turn to them. I say, "Brookie number one, go."
The robots just kind of stand there.
Go. one moment, and then
she kind of scowls. She kind of, like, scowls at you.
I comms on. I say. Ahem, VI for the fulminate blade. Yes, hello, the VI for the fulminate blade. I would like to transfer all appropriate ownership protocols to the port authority under the name Antaro Bowman, which is me.
Partway through that statement, Piani, your speaker comes on and you catch, like, the last half of that sentence. And then Pi says, I have no idea what Eric's trying to do. Can you talk to him, please?
Eric's on the ship right now.
No, Eric's like
off talking to the port authority.
Yeah, you just hear this, like, I need to get credentials for the ship, VI. And he's like, just, he's talking to someone.
Yeah.
Eric, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, yes. Hello, Fulminate Blade. I need you to transfer my ownership protocols over you to the port authority, who I am speaking to right now. Thank you. One moment. It will only take a moment.
And she's just got her arms folded and is just scowling at you like, this is such bullshit. I know you're lying to me.
This VI is very slow.
She's like, and this VI you're talking to, sir? And she looks over her shoulder at the ship. They're on that ship.
Yes, of course. Who do you think's controlling the Brookies?
She looks down at her pad and holds it out to you. And she's like, sir, you can see right here, this is our... read of the ship, and she shows you on the panel. The ship's, like, obviously totally, like, shut down. It has no power at all.
Oh, God.
Then who's controlling the Brookies?
She sighs. She's like, listen, we've had more than a dozen two-bit scavengers try to take this ship apart overnight. Three of them got hurt already. I don't need another one dealing with this. Can you just please step back, sir? Port Authority is taking control of the ship for now. If you have legal recourse to this ship, go to the office. She, like, reaches in. She takes out a pamphlet and hands it to you. She's like, you'll find a location here. And on the front of the pamphlet, it's got, like, a spaceship with, like a little anthropomorphized spaceship with little handcuffs on its landing equipment. And it says, So you've been impounded. And the spaceship's, like, got a little sad face and a tear.
Like, do we have legal recourse for, like, capturing
Is Eric a lawyer with a skill in space law? Because
well, no. Hang on, Adam. Let me check my character sheet. If you look right here, you'll see that I have the space law skill.
Uh huh.
2 points. Yeah. Okay.
Good. So it's complicated. Yeah. You could hire a lawyer who would argue that for you, or you could go to court and like argue you have ownership over it.
We should definitely argue it ourselves.
Definitely. So, yeah, so she hands you this pamphlet. We see the little, like, so you've been impounded thing. And then we'll cut back to Higgs, because I want to see where Higgs goes. But let's take a break here, and we'll find out where Higgs went after this.
How far is
By the way, too, so. Going into this break Sorry. Really quick, can I just throw out there, like, I totally just bullshitted that whole thing about the armory being on the ship, and like JP just ran with it.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
it does, right?
Good
work.
It
works out. All right, let's take one more break here before we go into the final hour. So we'll do that, and we'll be right back after this break. We'll see you then. All right, back. Bye.